Hi, this is Kevin Cook. Thank you for coming back to Heavy Construction Equipment Podcast. In this episode, we're going to talk about not getting buyers for heavy equipment. Try selling online. And again, this episode has been sponsored by B&R Equipment. Are you looking for good, used, quality equipment? Then come to our website at www.brequipmentco.com. All right, here we go on the podcast. Heavy equipment are the really expensive items, and not everybody has the money to buy it. For instance, a guy who wants to set his foot in the construction industry may have a pretty hard time buying different kinds of heavy equipment. Firstly, it will be out of his budget as long as he does not belong from an ultra-rich family. And secondly, he will have a tough time to get a hold of someone who can sell him used heavy equipment. Same goes for sellers, as they are also experienced problem in hunting down prospect buyers for buying their machines. This issue has been diminished with the advent of internet and online stores to a larger extent. In today's time, the internet has given both the buyer and the seller the platform to buy and sell machines safely. So the seller no longer has to pay huge chunk of money to a newspaper to advertise the products. All they have to do is simply list their item on the website by paying a nominal fee, and the rest is sorted out. Buyer will go through the listing, and if they are interested in them, they will establish a contact and may finalize the deal. We would be focused on a few points that stress on the seller that can do the maximum visibility of his listing. Number one, try to put significant pictures of the machine. If you list equipment without putting significant pictures on the post, it is possible that your page will not receive many views from the viewer. It is quite obvious that the people will lose their interest the moment they find out that there are no pictures for the listing, and therefore will not be in a position to understand what the item is all about. The description at times will be misleading without the actual picture. Putting enough pictures of the machine will always help in receiving more views of the post or for the post. Number two, description should be detailed format. When a person would be looking for your item, he would obviously wanting to understand the ins and outs of the machine. Therefore, you give every possible detail of the equipment. This information will only be helpful the prospect to know more about the product, and he might quietly possibly find it to be incurring. This will result in establishing a contact with you, which will bring you closer to a probable sale. Number three, use everything the site offers to make the listing more attractive or look attractive. We must hear this 1,000 times. First impression is the last impression. This saying goes a long way as far as listing heavy equipment online is concerned. You should use the hyperlinks or any other feature that the site offers you to make your listing look attractive. This will increase the visibility of your listing and will pull more prospects towards you and towards its heavy equipment that you have listed. And lastly, pay additional fee to maximize the listing. Some websites may charge a nominal fee to maximize the visibility of your listing. You can avail the features by paying that fee. Again, use online access, classified websites, all kinds of them are out there. If you got any call questions, give us a gym, 817-379-1340. Thank you and God bless.